When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
And lesson learned, you cannot invest top dollar in starting pitching. That is what we've learned after a breaking news that Gerrit Cole's going to get some diagnostic tests on his elbow. The same elbow as last year. This does not feel right. Does not feel good for the New York Yankees. And the Yankees went heavy in one position in starting pitching. They brought, you know, obviously the Gerrit Cole deal that they made years ago. They brought in Carlos Rodon a couple years ago. Now they bring in Max Fried. They're relying on Luis Gil. They had Marcus Stroman still hanging around. Clark Schmidt, it's like, hey, you know what? We're going to make sure that our starting pitching is quote-unquote stacked going into the 2025 season because there's a lot of question marks other places in the offense, and we can't rely on that. So we'll make our pitching the hot commodity, the dynamic part of the New York Yankees, and guess what? It's just proof that you can't invest top dollar in starting pitching anymore. It doesn't make a difference who it is, what year. It doesn't make a difference anymore. Starting pitching is not what it once was. You can't sign a starting pitcher to a huge long-term contract. It just is not worth it. Again, we don't know the severity of Gerrit Cole. Maybe it's nothing. Who knows? Maybe it's just a couple weeks off. Maybe he's here back by mid-April. But at the moment, the shock factor sets in because you saw him, Gerrit Cole, miss so much time last year. And it feels like you see him in spring training. You see him give up 6 runs the other day. It didn't look great. But it's spring training. What do you care? But when you hear about the discomfort, when you hear about the feeling in the elbow, when you know that last year he had issues, it just doesn't feel right. And you can't. This is a guy who wanted to opt out. Remember, this offseason, he opted out, wanted to kind of press the Yankees to give him another year. And they said, you know what? Go for it. Go opt out. Go find a better deal somewhere else. And then they took that back because they realized that nowadays, starting pitching, it's not what it once was. You're not going to get the same money. And you can't because you're unreliable. You pitched 32 games in a season. Maybe you give them 200 innings. Maybe. It's a 162-game season. 32 games is nothing. And when you only give 5 or 6 innings in a game, there's a lot to desire. And those, the payroll cannot be affected by the pitching staff. And that is you just cannot rely on it anymore. And the Yankees are in a serious situation if Gerrit Cole is actually hurt. Right now, you have some wiggle room because you never know. Tests are going to come back, and hopefully it's going to be positive. You just want to hope it's going to be positive because right now you have a pitching staff where Clark Schmidt is not scheduled to pitch till the 6th game in the season. They were talking about when he's going to come, when Clark Schmidt is going to be ready. He's not going to travel with the team. He's going to be hanging around and getting ready to pitch the 6th game of the season. That's when they had him set up because that's when they think he's going to be ready. But again, he could have a setback too. And right now, you may be relying upon Max Fried, the new pitcher you just got, who, by the way, has had his own injuries, his own health concerns. Carlos Rodon, who never seems to be able to stay healthy. And then Marcus Stroman as your number 3. It is going from of a spring training, not a great spring training, to, oh my goodness, we're almost in emergency mode, and it hasn't even been the first pitch of the season yet for the New York Yankees. It is a philosophy that Brian Cashman went in on and said, we can go into a season having a bunch of question marks, having a bunch of, you know, rookies, whether it's Jason Dominguez in left field, you know, Oswaldo Cabrera. I know he's not a rookie, but maybe Oswaldo Cabrera now with the DJ LeMay, who's going to be out at third for a little bit. He's going to be missing some time. So they're going to have Oswaldo start at third base. You're going to rely on people that are unreliable. And on top of that, the pitching staff, which was supposed to be at least the one piece to this puzzle that you never had to worry about, now you have to worry. Because you could say, well, the bullpen's better. You got to get to those late innings with a lead to even have Devin Williams be effective, to have Luke Weaver be effective. You're going to have to piecemeal. You might have to put Luke Weaver into the starting rotation soon. I mean, that's where you may be at. You might have to have openers. You might have to have relievers go 3 innings, 4 innings. You might have to be very creative because Gerrit Cole's the workhorse, or supposed to be the workhorse. And already, I mean, this is why spring training too is just phenomenal. How spring training, it just, after the first week of like, okay, they're there, pitchers and catchers are there, you feel good. Just get me to the season, because now all the news that's coming out is always bad. There's nothing good that's happening. Whether it's Anthony Volpe, you know, not being able to turn double plays, whether it's Jason Dominguez missing balls in left field, whether it's, you know, who can't hit the ball, who's having a bit. It doesn't make, Gerrit Cole had a rough outing the other day. But now it's turning into elbow issues, and that's a problem. And is this Yankees 2025 team, is this Yankees team going to be a problem all season long? It may be. If Gerrit Cole goes down, there is going to be a huge issue. Now, it's not devastating. It's not, hey, you know, the Yankees can't go far or can't, you know, get into the playoffs. No, it's not that. But it's going to be a struggle. There's no division. You could say the division is going to be rough anyway because Boston's better, or supposedly better. I don't know if I really trust them just yet. The Baltimore Orioles are supposed to be better because of all those the young talent they have. But the point is baseball right now with Gerrit Cole not being available, if he's not available, the Yankees could survive. They could survive. It's going to be difficult. It's not going to be great. They could survive if he's at least coming back at some point in time. If he's out all season, it's a different story. There's one person that if the Yankees ever lost, that they can't survive. It's Aaron Judge. We all know that. Gerrit Cole, you could survive. You did it last year. But it's going to be tougher to tread water than it was last year. Like last year, remember, the Yankees had the best record in baseball. They got the 50 wins before any other team in baseball.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
That was without Gerrit Cole. That's not going to happen this year if Gerrit Cole is going to miss any significant amount of time. 888-808-1019. Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan. 888-808-1019. So Gerrit Cole just came out a little while ago, about 45 minutes ago, maybe even an hour ago. That Gerrit Cole is going to have tests tomorrow on his elbow, or going to be soon on his elbow, as he has discomfort, and you just don't know what it is. And again, last year's injury, being out for so long, it just makes you go, it's the same elbow. Who knows what's going to happen? He avoided surgery last year. Will he be able to avoid surgery this year? 888-808-1019. Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan. You can hit me up at Hoff, WFAN, on social media. And if you miss anything at all, don't forget to download the Odyssey app, hit the rewind button, and you can catch up on anything that you missed. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the phone calls. Charlie's in Bethpage. Charlie, what's up?
Hoff, how you doing? Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Hey, listen, this is not good. You know, I'm a Mets fan, but this is what I go into every year in baseball. Now, this ain't going to be a shot of cortisone, ice, and Advil. It's the same elbow. It is not good. And just like the Mets, you can never have enough starting pitching going into spring training. In the last number of years, that's all we have in all the teams. The same thing over and over. The number one, two, or three man going down for the season. And it's brutal. And I don't know what it is going on. I think it's a lot of these guys just pitching so many innings as they were kids and they were younger. They're just doing too many innings and throwing too much curveballs. And when they're younger, I don't remember this. When I was growing up as a kid in the 70s, and Tom Seaver, Jerry Coons, and John Matalak, you never heard of this stuff in spring training. These guys, they took the season off, and you didn't have these injuries. Every year, it's a killer. And I'm telling you right now, he won't be back for a long time. The Mets pitching staff is killed this year. Their pitching staff is going to be killed. And it's unbelievable. There's got to be something behind this in all these years, in the last 10 years, all these major elbow injuries. Like DeGrom. We got rid of DeGrom because they knew this was not going to be good and fair out for DeGrom. That's why they never signed into that big contract.
Right.
And you can't do it anymore.
Right. No, and Charlie, good call. Listen, and it's not just a Yankees versus Mets strategy, but it is a baseball strategy right now. This is a baseball thing. This is a league-wide issue that it's been going on for a long time where starting pitchers don't go deep into games, don't pitch more, they pitch every fifth, maybe sixth day. Think about this now. Like for the Mets, for example, Kodai Senga, they're working on a six-man rotation so that they don't have to pitch Kodai Senga every fifth day, but can get it every 6 days. They got a six-man rotation, and it just gives him more time to recover, rest and recover. But they're still pitching five, maybe six innings a game, if that. And listen, like Kodai Senga last year didn't pitch at all. He pitched 5 2/3 up until the playoffs. But so it's the starting pitching is changing, but the problem is that they're still getting, and it's not a problem if you can afford it, but the starting pitching, the top starting pitchers are still getting paid a ton of money to not pitch. That is a problem. You can't invest in pitching anymore. That is an issue in baseball. And it's been going on for a while because you try to, you feel like you want to lock somebody up because they're the best in the league. But you're right. Wear and tear on the arms, whatever it is, everyone's trying to throw 100 plus miles per hour. And it's starting to wear these guys down in a way where they can't go health issue free. Like, they're going to have issues. They're going to have injuries. It's just going to happen. And Tommy John is always the thing that's been popping up forever. Like, it's almost like, who doesn't have Tommy John? Now, who doesn't have a second Tommy John, right? So everyone's having some sort of elbow surgery, shoulder surgery. It's across the board. It's not just a Yankee thing. It's not just a Mets thing. But you're going to have to start to rethink that strategy. And the Yankees don't went heavy in pitching. That is what they chose to do. And when you look at it, on paper, if everyone was healthy, yeah, it was a smart decision to make. But the problem is that already Luis Gil is down for at least 3 months. Like, it's on record. Brian Cashman said he ain't coming back for at least 3 months. At least. That could be pushed back. And now with Gerrit Cole, you don't know yet how bad this is going to be. And it could be, again, 3 months. It could be longer. 888-808-1019. Let's get to Lou in Astoria. Lou, what's going on?
Hey, Pete, thank you for taking the call. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's going on with you?
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, right now as a Yankee fan, I mean, all this stunning pitching, trapping like fly, and a team that is not really a great hitting, especially in the infield. I mean, you can check the infield completely. They're all question mark. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen anyway, but
it is not. I will tell you this much. This is probably one of the weakest offenses the Yankees have put together in quite some time. And you could say that, you know, you could try to spin it. Well, Paul Goldschmidt was a former MVP. Cody Bellinger, you know, former, you know, MVP.
Yeah.
You know, all these players that were former. But when's the last time they've done it? Jazz Chisholm, exactly. I like Jazz Chisholm. I like his charisma. I like his energy. I like his, you know, flashiness. But he still has a lot of development to go.
But look at the back of his baseball card. He's nothing. I mean, all of a sudden he comes to New York, he's a superstar. He's 100 times, averaging 20 homers a year.
Well, but now, hold on, Lou. Part of the Jazz Chisholm stuff is the lack of discipline. He was in Miami. That's all they did. Everyone swung out of their shoes, and there was no discipline on that team. There was no patience. I mean, basically everyone was trying to hit the ball out of the fence. Over the fence. I mean, that was it.
I agree with you, but he's doing the same thing with the Yankees. He's swinging for the fences.
Well,
he should be able to make contact and just the speed. Okay. Anyway, if you let me talk about the basketball, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, listen. Keith had a big-time chat there about LeBron James being the GOAT.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. He is going to be a tremendous player. I think, to me, he's second. Jordan did not win, okay, without Pippen, okay? Let's make that clear. And Pippen made it it was one shot away against the Knicks. I don't know if you're not that young that you don't remember.
But no, I remember,
final without Jordan, okay? Now, my thing is that I want you to check it out. The best basketball player from high school, college, to the pros is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who actually went play for two different teams. He went to Milwaukee and gave Oscar Robertson a ring, okay?
Okay.
But he doesn't get any credit. How come he doesn't get mentioned, Pete?
Because Lou, and no offense, and thank you so much for the phone call, because, I mean, you think about the last three superstars in the NBA, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, those are the three GOATs in the past few decades. Kareem is so far back. As far as you know, age wise, age group wise, like I never saw Jabbar play. You know, and there's nothing knocking. I'm not saying that he's a bad player at all, but I've never seen Kareem Abdul-Jabbar play. I know the personality. I know who he is. I see him on commercials. You know, I can't, if I walk by him in the street, I know exactly who he is, but I can't relate to it, and that's why. So that's why the conversation is about LeBron, is about Kobe, is about Michael Jordan. And we'll get to LeBron, Stephen A. Smith stuff later, which is really the topic of the conversation. I don't know how it turned into
LeBron versus Michael Jordan. I mean, whatever. That's a different conversation than that of LeBron versus Stephen A. And again, like I said, I'll touch that later. I got 5 hours. I'm here till 5 a.m. Then I'm going to be off to spring training. That's right. I'm going to Port St. Lucie. We're going to go to Jupiter. We got a podcast, a Rico Bronya podcast later today at 4:45 at Das Beer Garden. So if anybody's in Florida listening right now, going to be at Jupiter, Florida, going to go to that game, the Mets and Marlins game in Jupiter, 4:45 p.m., Das Beer Garden. That's where Evan and I will be at to record a live episode of the Rico Bronya. And then Sunday, tomorrow, we're going to be at Port St. Lucie for the Met game there. A lot to get into, though, as we start off with the Gerrit Cole news. Late last night, came out that there's discomfort, there's elbow, with the elbow, the same elbow as last year, and there is concern that he may have to miss some time. And that is going to be an issue. We saw the last outing from Gerrit Cole, which wasn't fantastic. Gave up 6 runs. Is that the telltale sign that there's an injury? No, not at all. But having an MRI on his right elbow, experiencing discomfort, same elbow as last year, doesn't feel good. If you're a Yankee fan, this has not been the offseason that you dreamed of after being in the World Series. That is for sure. 888-808-1019. It's Pete Hoffman with you on The Fan. Don't forget to download the Odyssey app. As always, you can always follow me at Hoff, WFAN.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.